Ambulance Victoria reported attending 11 knife attacks until 11 o'clock on Sunday night, and then there were two more even after that, leading to 13 separate knife attacks across metropolitan Melbourne this weekend. There may have been more in regional Victoria. I'm not aware of it. Frankston, Southbank, Brunswick, Richmond, Springvale, Carlton, Frankston again. It's all over the place. Dr. De Villiers-Smith is Director of Emergency and Trauma at the Alfred Hospital. Dr. De Villiers-Smith, good morning.
Good morning, John.
What sort of injuries are you seeing at the hospital?
We see quite a variety of injuries. On the weekend specifically, we saw some stabbings to the abdomen and the chest, and also to limbs. Clearly for us, the stabbings to the chest and the abdomen would be very severe and potentially life-threatening. That doesn't mean that any stabbing is not potentially life-threatening, but we do see a variety of different assaults.
We're told that there's more than there used to be. Do your statistics support that?
Yeah. In general, assaults have increased by about 50% in the last couple of years. Or even more than 50%. We used to see about 100 to 120 assaults a year. Now we're way over 150 assaults.
And with knives?
Mostly blunt trauma, but the proportion of stabbings have gone up as well.
And the severity of these incidents, is that changing in any way?
No, not really. I don't have any good evidence to see that it's or to show that it has an increase in severity. It's just we see a lot more of that. Now, these things do happen in peaks and troughs, and we've seen a quite a peak on the weekend with, like you've said, 13 stabbings across metropolitan Melbourne.
Now, Doctor, anecdotes are anecdotes, and research is research. Yeah. But a lot of anecdotes become research. What are people telling you and your staff? What are they saying?
Well, we see. I worked this weekend, and to the best of my knowledge, I can't remember it being so busy with regards to stabbings. Like even Saturday morning, we had 6 or 7, and during the morning as well. Later on in the morning, we had a couple more come in.
Alcohol?
Mostly alcohol related. There's also alcohol and drug combinations as well that we see.
Drugs meaning pills or injecting?
Yeah, both.
Thank you.
Yeah, we see both of those. And I think it's well described that the demographics would be a younger male population. And this is clearly what we saw on the weekend as well.
Thank you for your insights, and we're puzzled by this and we want to know more. Dr. De Villiers-Smith, Director of the Emergency and Trauma Centre at Alfred Hospital.